What's going on, adults?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
What is up,
man? Hi, Ricky.
So you got in a building.
I got to tell you something. I know there was a jinx last season, but I'm just going to say it again. The Boston Celtics may not lose a game this NBA season.
Wow. They looked incredible.
They tied the NBA record for threes with 29.
You couldn't get one more.
I'm happy with the 29. They are such a good basketball team. Who's going to beat them?
No.
It's going to be tough.
Wait
till Porzingis gets back.
I know. It was a great night. They did a great job with it.
Well, it always feels really good, too, when you're watching and you're such a big fan of a team and they don't look like they've skipped a beat and it's all the same guys that just won a championship. Like, how often does that really happen where you look and you could have gone into a coma at the end of last season, woken up today and thought that you were still back in the spring?
Yeah. No, it's just an incredibly well-constructed basketball team. And as Wick pointed out last night, they were the number one offense, essentially, in the 78-year history of the NBA last season, and that it is likely that they will be the same this year. So,
slowing them down, man.
What was your take on the ring ceremony and the banner ceremony?
The rings are sick. The parquet piece inside the ring,
right?
And Ty asking about the ring coming apart and Wick staying away from it. We all figured that meant that it does come apart, and it does.
Yeah.
But to have that piece of the parquet is so different,
right?
So cool. I thought in those warm ups that they had were sick. I don't know if they're selling those.
They probably will. I bet they sell on the tops.
Yeah. Those
the tops
are nice.
Yeah. To see those rings up close and personal and realize how big they are.
Yeah.
It is absolutely amazing. And then the little box that it comes in has like this built-in TV like screen that is showing like how the ring is being made.
Yeah.
It's spectacular.
I think for the first time ever in a championship ring, they were able to put a chip in there, which you can hold up to your phone and then watch a video of the ring being made.
Yeah.
And I think also I saw that the chip allows Elon Musk to track your every action that you take.
It's bananas.
Get rid of Elon.
Well, it was a sweet life for you. It looked like you were in a suite.
Yes, yes,
so
it was.
How was it in person? Like, it looked loud on TV.
It was very loud. The crowd was great.
Yeah.
The food was fantastic.
What was it? Tendies? Tenderloin? What was it?
There was a variety of things. They had a little nacho display, which I took full advantage of. Mm. And Curtis, a fantastic buffalo chicken dip.
Oh,
wow.
Which I don't know if you're a fan of.
Not my favorite.
No, really?
It's just not for me. I understand people love it. I'm not a spicy guy.
Wow, that's arguably the most popular dip currently.
That is,
I would say, in the dip category.
Are you able to flavor food dips in Massachusetts?
yes, I believe. I think you still can.
But what a great night! Awesome night. TNT, really. I thought bang up job. They were on top of it.
Obviously, being there, I didn't see this, but the TNT cut away for those of you that were watching last night. As the banner was being lifted to the rafters at the TD Garden.
Greg, I know
this is
Ask a Boomer. What was the show? Was it Heidi? Where they cut away from the NFL game and it went to a broadcast like sitcom or a movie?
That might even be before me, Curtis.
Somebody in Twitch or text will remind me. But either way, James is all excited. The first banner raising of his young life. And literally, it's climbing up the rafters and it's boop. Commercial break.
No, I didn't even notice that.
It was the strangest. Like, for the first 20 seconds, I'm like, okay, an intern hit the wrong button. They'll figure this out. Nope, full commercial break.
I was watching it as like the drone was going around, and that was part of it. Like, all right, now it's commercial, and then we get back. Let's get to the game.
Well, it was obviously that you asked about the green teamers. They were into it. From the start, they got everything going at about 10 of 7, and like him or not, I thought Joe Mazzulla getting down and kissing the parquet on the way out was awesome, and it's just a really, really, really good basketball team. I mean, Jason Tatum hits his first three. Al Horford hits his first three. Derek White could not miss last night. So when they, if you want to sit here and come up with some kind of sports radio concern, I guess it is that this team once again is going to struggle if they're not hitting their threes. But
it's my lead.
Is that your lead?
Yep.
Okay, well, we can get to that.
Well, Greg, I was just curious. Did you and Joe plan that? Because Joe kissed the parquet like you were kissing those nacho displays.
I will say, watching it on TV, I don't know if anybody else felt that this way, but Joe jumped down to kiss the parquet. It almost, at first I thought he tripped.
Oh, you thought he fell.
And then I said, okay, God, thank God.
No, huh? It was really cool.
It's a nice moment. Tatum spoke.
Yeah.
Wick spoke. It seemed like it was a great atmosphere in there.
Tatum said, let's do it again. Yeah. So is that okay? Are you allowed to do
that? I got
no
issues with that.
You don't care about that?
Yeah, run it back. Teams do it all the time.
Okay. What an off season of morons after watching that last night. It was just shocking. And I have a really dumb sports radio hypothetical question that I thought of last night.
Yes.
Because this team is like the 07 Patriots, but they won. Obviously, they didn't go undefeated, but they had a historic season. Top five in almost every category. As a Boston sports fan, and we're going to have a gentleman on who did the production for the comeback Netflix series in the 2004 Sox, would you give up everything of the 04 Sox? The comeback?
The comeback, the whole entire thing. The 86-year drought?
All of that is the 03 Red Sox will never revenge the Aaron Boone home run. However, you keep 07, 13, and 18, so none of that is taken away. You win three.
Yeah.
And you get 07 perfect season back with the Patriots. I think I do it.
Mm. Give me 07 perfect season, and I still get three chips with the Red Sox?
Right. So you never have the greatest comeback in sports history.
Who cares about the greatest comeback in sports history?
Well, a lot of people care about it because it was the Yankees in the ALCS.
Greatest comeback.
The 07, the Miami Dolphins on a shorter season still remain the only
undefeated team.
So you would have that.
Right. And that outweighs the comeback in the ALCS against the Yankees by so much more. Because then the Red Sox still had to go on and obviously win the World Series, which they did. But to say that you had an undefeated season in the NFL and then won a chip, man, it don't get better than that. Yeah. That is ultimate bragging rights.
That is a great question, Curtis.
Yeah, I'll throw it up on the poll.
Okay.
But yeah, I just popped in my head because I'm watching that and it's like, they're just so good. Remember the 07 Patriots were a team, if they needed to win 41-38, they would. If they needed to win 17-13, they would. The Celtics have so many ways. Everybody's talking about the election, paths to victory. This Celtics team has more paths to victory than any basketball team I've ever seen.
Yeah, and they have to have the best, the best eight in the NBA. I mean, you look at the Knicks bench, and who do you look at who's somebody who can come off that bench? And Celtics have guys that they can count on.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to keep one of the Jays in there. And then you're able to win these games the entire season, the whole way through. So
yeah, you just got too much firepower, man. You just got too much. Even last night, you got way too much firepower before you even get to the bench. Because you know how it is. You go back and you look at the NBA Finals, you really shorten your bench. I mean, you probably go seven deep. That's about it. But you got way too much firepower.
And you brought this up yesterday, that are playing looser than we've ever seen them play. They're having fun out there. And that is the change that I've seen from them from, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, now.
And Wick even said it yesterday. He talked about when they lost game seven and just coming back into that season right before winning the championship and the pressure and everything, and then how they are now with the confidence and just the way that they're carrying themselves. Man, it's going to be a scary thing.
And Greg brought up the cutting away from the banner on TNT, but whoever's in charge, and I guess it's the marketing department, of different petty things that the Celtics are doing is Chef's kiss, 10 out of 10. They,
what do you mean petty?
So they sent the cigars. Yeah. They sent cigars to,
oh, to TNT.
Yes, with all comments. The receipts, yeah, of what they've said.
Yeah,
it is. That, it was a perfect thing to do.
That was pretty
like,
good.
I don't know who's doing that, who's in charge, but whoever it is, I want to shake their hand.
Yeah, those guys seem kind of bothered by it a little bit.
It was so
like,
good.
Shaq seemed like he was annoyed
They
by
were
it.
Shocked.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
This is Jim from New Hampshire. Hey, Jim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up?
And ladies.
What's up?
Not much, but the whole thing about them cutting out last night when the banner was going up, a good friend of mine is head of marketing for the Celtics, so I'll be giving her a call this morning. So I'm sure she's not too happy about it. But yeah. She ends up getting the ring. She's not getting the same ring as the players, obviously.
No.
But
no.
And I agree with Greg and Courtney said. It's just like, look down the road. Who's going to beat this team? And the best part about it is what Courtney said is they're all out there and they're having fun.
Yeah.
You know, you see the smiles on their faces. It's it's not me against him or him against me.
No. Like last night, Kristaps Porzingis in his suit every single timeout.
Yep.
At least during the time that I was there, I may have left a little bit early last night.
You
was
I think a lot of people did.
Was out on the court.
I think the Knicks did.
It was out on the court. Dapping those guys up, coming off the court every single time. Like, the chemistry on the basketball team is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And who doesn't love Kristaps?
It is unbelievable.
Who doesn't?
All right.
Love Porzingis.
We got a lot to get to. Speaking of the Celtics, it's a Celtics Wednesday, and that means that Mego will join us at 9, and we'll talk about these very things with her. She is all over the Boston Celtics for this radio station all season long. So, Mego at 9. Before that, though, we will get to our leads coming up in just about 10 or 15 minutes at around 6:25 or 6:30. They said it at 7. That is a back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will certainly talk about what the NFL's biggest douche said yesterday when waxing philosophically about belief and snowballs. And so that is coming up in a little bit when we get to They Said It. The news at 7:45 with Courtney. And this makes me very happy. What one airline is finally doing to thwart the most flagrant of airport etiquette violations.
Mm.
Finally, we will get to that during the news of Courtney at 7:45. And Curtis mentioned it, the director of the new Netflix 3-part documentary on the Boston Red Sox comeback in 2004. It's called The Comeback, and he is Colin Barnicle, and he will join us at 8:30 on this morning's show as that series drops today on Netflix. Right now, though, Courtney, with what is trending this first hour. I mean, barring some kind of catastrophic injury, there's no way you can watch that team last night and not feel like they are unbeatable.
Right.
I mean, I brought up at the start of the show, Wick said it last night when he was doing his little speech. They were the best team offensively in NBA history, 78 years. I think Adam Silver, mm-hmm. who was soundly booed by the fans at the Boston Garden last night, said the same thing. Best team ever in the history of the NBA when it came to offense last year.
Right.
And they should be, again, as long as nothing goes wrong. And
yeah, because who do you see beating them in a seven-game series?
I hate even talking about it, but they should be better this year. So
And aren't the Knicks supposed to be really good this year?
Yeah, no, they're supposed to be a good
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah, they're supposed to be
Mikal Bridges stinks, by the way.
Yeah, he was off.
Yeah, there was really also coming into somebody's building when they're getting their rings and the banner, you got to give them some allowance.
Yeah, I give them a little bit of time.
I've been to plenty of Patriots games where they have their, you know, banner night, their trophy night, and they get blown out. Like, that happens all the time.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
All I heard was that the Knicks were going to be a really good team, a hard team this year, and to see them, they shot over 50% and got blown out.
Yeah. It's like, you know, kind of like we did with the Bruins. And we're still doing with the Bruins. It's still early. You know, I won't write the Knicks off after this after this loss. I mean, I think the Celtics look very good. I will give them, you know, look at them and see, like, okay, the adjustments and everything that they've done differently. But, you know, when you think, if you think, like, I just don't see a team that can beat them four game, can win four games against them in a seven game series. I just don't see it.
Chime, great point in the Twitch chat. Missed opportunity. You should have put the Jason Tatum F-bomb in the rejoin.
You're right. Bad job by me. Sorry, guys.
You can watch the show on Twitch every day. And thank you. If you do, just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And if you want, you're brave. You can participate in the ongoing Twitch chat, which is about this program and lots of other things. And you can watch this show on YouTube and participate in the YouTube chat as well. So a bunch of different ways to consume this radio show, including, of course, old school on the radio, on any radio station that we have assembled for you all over the New England region. On this show tomorrow, Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, at 6:45. And it is a Bruins Thursday, and we will talk to Mike Milbury tomorrow at 9. And then Friday, Jelani Tavai of the soft New England Patriots, and he will join us at 7:30 or thereabouts on Friday. And our next installment of Pudge's Pals at 9 on Friday, and a loving best friend who is from the Salem Animal Rescue League.
Awesome.
Will be with us on Friday morning. And we're open, Curtis, to any and all shelters, rescues, whatever. You have a forever friend that needs a home, then just reach out. You can reach out on the DMs or whatever, and we would love to have you bring a dog in here for Pudge's Pals.
Yep, it's how we celebrate the Pudge Man, and there is sadly a ton of dogs in shelters right now, especially from the South because of those hurricanes. So
yes,
there'll be plenty of dogs to help save.
It was actually a very active hurricane season.
It actually wasn't. By the way, can we get one thing out there?
Yes.
Do you know why it's more expensive when you have hurricanes now? People are like, record-setting year for damages.
No.
Florida is far more developed now than it was in 1960. So there's more property to destroy, you idiots.
Well, they're not adjusting it for today's inflation.
Nothing to do with inflation.
Oh,
if you go through a barren wasteland, it's not damaged.
Right.
Like, how are people that dense?
Massive news right now, too. They just dropped the opening night, the white jacket, on the Pro Shop website, and it's 25% off site-wide right now.
Really?
Celtics, oh, wow. Pro Shop.
Except I can't find the jacket. I'm seeing the jacket. And
how much are they asking for that?
That's what I can't find. The hats are $40.99 right now.
I bet that jacket's like $1.25,
$1.40. I want the T-shirt.
Yeah. It's probably like $125.
I don't even want the jacket. I want the T-shirt, but I can't find it. I see it, but I won't let me click.
Also, the may I say that the Shime, the Fanatics, Lululemon, Bruins collab is sweet tea. If I could say it that way, have you seen it?
I've never heard the word sweet tea.
I just
used
created
to reference
it because I am accused of saying chef's kiss too much. So
got
I created in honor of Wiggy and a beverage that he loves.
Sweet tea.
I'm now calling it sweet tea.
All right, I got to get used to that. But, however, the collab looks awesome. I love how they picked a bunch of players and had their significant others hop in a photo shoot with them. And it looks good. It looks comfy.
I love it. All right, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for
American Treasure, John Fogerty, and the Creedence Clearwater Revival. Great choice this morning. Your Thank lead?
You. Clarence.
Good morning. Clarence. Good morning, everyone. Yesterday, we got to see the Celtics back in action, and they were just, they didn't miss a beat, and it was, it's almost impressive how seamless it was. By the way, Drake May and Jason Tatum must have been hanging out because those hitches, totally gone. Jason Tatum was smooth as silk last night shooting the three ball, which I thought was a huge deal. Looks like a brand new shooter. Does not have that weird kind of hitch you saw in the NBA Finals last year that caused him so many struggles. And so I'm excited to see where he goes with the rest of his season.
MVP?
I think it has to be in play. I mean, especially if he's going, you know, double-doubles with assists. We know how many rebounds he can get and probably will get, especially with Porzingis out of the lineup for a large portion of time here.
So doesn't the talent of the team hurt him?
Yeah, just like it hurts Joe Mazzulla's case for best coach in the league.
Well,
but I don't know that it does. Like, I mean, that award really is... It shouldn't have to do with the talent that is around you.
No, it should do with
I'm not saying it should. I just think, unfortunately for him, it may.
Yeah, and that's why he's like sixth or seventh in the odds.
Who, like Luka, like who, I mean, who
Shea Gilgeous Alexander.
Well, Luka's got talent around him. I mean, Shea's got decent talent around him. Then obviously it's the Joker, who Joker won it last year, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so and he has, I mean, he has some good talent around him. But I think it's more about how you play, and you're starting to see him more as like the facilitator of this team, the way he's passing the basketball.
He's not selfish at all.
Yeah, and he's still able to get his. He might not lead the league in scoring because he, you know, obviously gets other guys involved, but if you see his ability to rebound, his ability to have assists, his ability to play deep, like, I think all those other things have to be factored in.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, Curtis, you might be right if you have, you know, he has to spread it around and other guys have to get, you know, certainly Jaylen Brown is going to want his points or whatever.
It's not even that he has to, it's that they're all really good.
I think
I'm not saying he shouldn't, I just think that sadly will impact it.
Chime, great lead, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. So I'm gonna wait for Greg to get to his lead about most of this, but it feels like the tide has turned and there is the potential that Robert Kraft made a mistake and that there may be changes at the end of the year. We'll get to it later. Tom Curran went on with Jones and Keefe. By the way, Jones and Keefe, awesome show.
Like, it is. It's great.
It's excellent. Yeah, so it's if you haven't listened, I would highly recommend it. Anyway, so he was talking about should things go awry, what could change. The foundation was being laid by a guy that is very close to Robert Kraft for a potential exit strategy at the end of the year.
Meaning that if anybody is hearing from Robert Kraft that he is questioning the decision to anoint Gerard Mayo the head coach, it would be Tom E. Curran.
That Tommy Kraft, right. Okay. And so, I'm just kidding, Tom. And not really. But and so, what I think Robert Kraft could do is, Gerard Mayo, you know, it's not for me, not working out, whatever. Find a nice exit, you know, Bob's your uncle, everybody moves on. You bring in Brian Flores as the next coach.
Ooh.
And he is a guy that has been wronged by the league in many instances, has had a rough exit in Miami. I don't think he was treated fairly with the Dolphins and Stephen Ross. Tom Brady, not exactly treating him fairly. The text messages, we all know about Bill Belichick and Daboll, all that. So you bring in Brian Flores and you get a great offensive coordinator. I don't care who it is. Pay them a lot of money. And I think that would be the way out, because I think it would be very difficult for Kraft to talk all about the diversity and the hiring if you fired Gerard Mayo and didn't replace him with someone who could also be that. And so I just think Brian Flores would be a perfect guy, who I think is probably the best non-head coach in the NFL today.
Interesting. And so when it comes to looking at Gerard Mayo and those who say, you know, you got to give him a chance, he's a rookie head coach, the tide has turned for you, Curtis, based on what you're hearing or what you're seeing from
him? No, I'm going to give him the whole year.
Okay.
Obviously, what I would recommend strongly, say something, stick with it. If people start thinking that no matter what you say, the next day you'll probably reverse it, they'll never listen again. So it's okay to say, I'm sorry for how it came across, but to say, burn cash, not burn cash, to say, to everybody that you're a soft team. That was at noon Eastern, Greg. You waited until the next morning at 9:30 to correct it.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't, it's been very choppy. So yeah. I think you can still turn it around. Drake May is a great player, but should things fall apart, that would be my answer.
He got 3 years.
Huh?
He got 3 years.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
I mean,
he got this year. They're not going to fire him after this year.
No.
Then they're going to obviously give
him. But wasn't it Bedard who reported, and you know, you always consider the source, but was basically on Sports Hub yesterday saying that they had second thoughts over the summer?
Yeah. I mean,
that Robert Kraft had second thoughts about this decision over the summer.
But how bad does Robert Kraft look if he's saying that he picked Joe Mazzulla, I'm sorry, Gerard Mayo, 5 years ago?
Right.
And then to fire him after one season?
He just started saying that. Like, he said that on that Thursday night game. Like, I don't know why.
But he said it.
Yeah, and if you have second thoughts, do you then come out and say it in the middle of the season?
Yeah, exactly. I think he gets this year. Then you got to figure out, is there going to be a decision made at offensive coordinator? And how much money's going to be put into free agency this offseason? And, like, those are the questions that I think Mayo's going to be asking to figure out and say to Robert, like, okay, if we want this thing to work, or I want it to work, you want it to work, you need to help me here a little bit.
If I'm Robert, I say, Gerard, pick whatever coaching staff you want and put them in place.
Well, there continue to be issues with, from my perspective, the very basics when it comes to football. So that's tackling, that's not committing penalties, and there's one other thing, which I will get to during my lead, based on what a player said yesterday that should be an absolute basic that does not appear to be a basic on this football team. So, all right, great lead, Curtis. We'll get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next. Coming up in 10 minutes at 7, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And then the news of Courtney at 7:45. Speaking of Courtney, now, time for her lead. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, what is it, Wednesday?
Yep.
Wednesday.
Hump day.
Yep, Celtics Wednesday. Greg brought up at the beginning of the show that the one negative that you could take from last night's Celtics game is what if they have, you know, a stretch where their threes just aren't falling. Back March 1st, 2023, Joe Mazzulla was starting to get criticized for his approach when it comes to the guys shooting threes, and he basically said he wants them to shoot more. That happened after a Celtics 117-113 win over the Cavs. They made 16 threes. They shot 32. We all know how that season ended in the conference finals against Miami. In that game, they made 9 threes. They shot 42 of them. And everybody was calling for Joe Mazzulla's head after, saying, this guy's got to go. He doesn't know how to coach. He's telling the guys to shoot more threes. He has too much focus on threes. I said it. I think a lot of other people on this show said it. They walked through fire to get to the other side. It clearly Joe Mazzulla made it an emphasis when it came to practice, when it came to games, to get the guys to shoot threes. It is working. You looked around that team yesterday and you saw a bunch of guys that were confident when it came to shooting beyond the arc. Mm-hmm. And that is going to be the difference when it comes to this team and other good teams in the league. Joe Mazzulla has the secret sauce. He's gotten all the guys to buy in, and we all owe him an apology. Yes, it sucked that first season where we all didn't agree with his coaching ability or his reasoning behind wanting the guys to shoot more threes. But just a season later, it worked. In two seasons after that, we're going to see more of the same.
Okay, Courtney, great lead. Thank you very much. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. Yeah, I think that's what the new NBA is, and they worked on it all summer. And one guy who's worked on it, got a whole new bag, is that man, Jason Tatum. If you watched him last night, it's just, I know he's probably not going to, you know, go, what was he, 8-4, 11 from three-point land. I know he's probably not going to do that every single game, but you just look at what he's done to his game, his ability to now, you know, add a little move in the low post, his ability to create off the dribble. Shine brought it out. He's kind of got rid of that hitch, so now his pull-up jumper is a lot quicker. It's got a quicker release. He got a whole new bag, and the fact that both him and Jaylen Brown both feel like they were slighted by whether it was the NBA, Team USA, you know, just the respect that they didn't get. We've talked about it. Wick talked about it. I think, Courtney, that was one of the questions you asked about Missoula doesn't get the respect. You can see a whole new team with a whole different approach. And when your leader has put together a new bag, even Jaylen Brown had a nice little move off the dribble. So you could tell he's been working on his handles a little bit.
He also looks yoked.
Yeah, I am telling you, this team is going to be scary. They are going to be scary, too. And we've already known, you know, what we're seeing now. And you don't even have, you know, arguably your the third best player on your team and Porzingis out
right,
there.
Right.
So just think about when he gets back. It is going to be a scary situation for the rest of the NBA.
Yeah.
We have some brief national NFL breaking news. Greg, if you want to do it right before your lead here.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Matthew Stafford has been traded.
Close.
I wish. That would be awesome.
The rich get richer here.
The defending champions, the two-time defending champion, undefeated Chiefs, are acquiring DeAndre Hopkins in a trade between the Chiefs and the Titans.
Wow.
According to
Not
Adam
bad.
Schiff.
Okay.
How all much right. you want to bet all they gave up was like a fifth or a sixth round pick?
I bet it was, yeah. I bet it wasn't much. Bet it wasn't much at all.
How's the must like chili? Isn't Kansas City known for their chili?
I thought it was their barbecue.
Yeah, I think Cincinnati's the chili.
He's a big soup guy. Uh-huh. I mean, I hope his girlfriend likes Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
All right, so that's a good. Sounds like that is that'll help.
Yeah, that'll definitely help.
Coming later today, the Patriots were in on him.
That'll definitely help.
All right. Well, speaking of the Patriots, by the way, great lead, Wiggy. Thank you.
You got it.
Speaking of the Patriots. We have been talking about Jerod Mayo and the future of Jerod Mayo when it comes to being the head coach of this football team. My concern is that as a head coach, if your team is not executing on the very basics that are required when it comes to winning football games, then there is an issue at the tippity top of the power structure. And so we spent a lot of time, whether it is with Ty Law, with Rob Ninkovich, Wiggy, all the time on the show about tackling. They seem to have an issue when it comes to tackling on this football team. They seem to have an issue way more so of late when it comes to stupid penalties on this football team. And now, if you believe Kendrick Bourne, they have an issue on this football team when it comes to conditioning.
Wow.
And so Kendrick Bourne spoke with Andrew Callahan and said, there's certain things we need to figure out that are within. That's how the energy feels. There's something else that is contributing to us having low energy. Like we had good long drives, and that's when we need to play our hardest. But with those drives, we start to get tired. There's self-evaluating that we need to do. I don't know who specifically. It's just as a group, it feels like that. So that's where I see we can be a lot better. So is it a concern to you, Coach Wiggins, that this football team on a long drive is getting tired? I mean, Curtis and I were chatting about this yesterday.
Right.
Their strength and conditioning coach is coincidentally the brother of Jerod Mayo. Is there an issue that you think this team needs to address when it comes to the very basics of football, and that is being able to sustain a long drive and not getting tired?
Yes, they should be able to. Okay. And that is something that I think every team works on from day one. And, you know, obviously the most important thing is to make sure that you're in good condition and you're taking care of your body.
But probably should have run the hill a little bit more.
Yeah, very, very interesting. Here's another player coming out and kind of speaking his mind on what potentially is going on behind closed doors. So when you kind of look at, we had talked about this, you know, and with Mayo, it almost looks like I think he's going to reevaluate how he did things, you know, hopefully here moving forward about how he's carrying his team. I don't know if he's going to loosely be like, you know, I'm going to give these guys a platform to allow them to say what they want to say. I think
it's kind of too late.
No, like, it ain't. I think it's time to reel them in. It's time to be like, all right, I tried to go the nice way.
Yeah.
And we tried to do this the nice way, and it didn't work out. Now it's time to reel these dudes in.
Yeah.
And it's time, you know, maybe you got to make an example out of somebody. Cut somebody.
Yeah. Well,
you're
that's
right.
What Bill would have done.
Yeah. And it's not too late. It's getting out of hand, and you got to look at not only Jerod Mayo, who has to answer for all of these guys and what they're saying, but other teammates who aren't speaking out to the media, who then have to answer. Jelani Tavai, one of them, every single time we've had him on the show, he's had to talk about one of his teammates either getting arrested or saying something on social media or saying something to the media.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like that's tiring at a certain point. Pray for Stacey James. He does not make enough money. Pay that man a lot.
Trade somebody to Carolina, the only team that's worse than you.
Curtis, is that official nepotism or is that only hiring a son or a daughter? Is it if you're hiring a brother? Where does that rank nepotism-wise?
It's probably like JV nepotism.
All right. Well, those are our leads this morning. Another player.
Another one.
Another New England
player. It's like
Patriot
a DJ Khaled album and another one.
Decides to go public with what he believes the
do another one.
The issues are with the football team. So, all right. We are going to take a quick break. We will be back with They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And Aaron Rodgers waxing philosophically about belief in snowballs.
Ugh.
That is coming up next.